I got Luke from the Struts. How are you? Good to speak to you. And what time is it over there?
The time is 10:33. You are late.
This is breakfast for you, Luke, because this is rock star hours right now.
Breakfast? 10:33. No, this is the time we'll be getting on it. Breakfast would be about 2 to 3 p.m. my time. My time.
We've got a great history with you guys already. I mean, that first tour when you came here with Greta Van Fleet, you just stole the show, that entire tour. Like, you had so many Aussie fans just loving this show. And I think also Aussie fans love a good live show. We love a good pub rock show.
Those shows of Greta were fantastic. In fact, Greta was the only collaboration on the album Strange Days that unfortunately didn't happen. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? On top of everything else,
yeah.
we'd have, you know, Jake and whatnot on a track by the Struts. That was the original idea.
No way.
But slightly declined.
That is a shame because you do have some pretty good people on that list. I mean, you do have Def Leppard, Robbie Williams.
I remember seeing them on stage and whatnot and thinking that there was something about them and they were so incredibly young. And it's just funny just to see them like grow. And everything works out for a reason. When I think about it now, it's kind of like, it might have been a little bit too much, you know. It might have been a bit of like we are the Struts and featuring kind of like 8 different people. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe you could save that for the next album, a B-side even, or whatever.
Yeah, me and Josh are going to do a crooner album.
Yeah, that's what you do, mate. It's a pretty amazing achievement during COVID to get in the bunker. You know, your producer's house and lock yourself in, do your COVID tests and tell us about that process. I mean, did you think at the time, okay, maybe we could put this off and there might be, you know, maybe we'll do it later in the year, or it was one of those things where, hey, we're not doing anything, we can't tour, so let's just do it.
Well, from the very word COVID, we started doing quarantine radio. We started doing a thing called Sunday Service. And we wanted to stay in touch with our fans as much as we could. And when it came to the allocated space of time, it was basically like, when it comes to the Struts, we normally work on a song for 2 to 3 days, maybe 4.
Mm.
So we thought we were going to be coming out of these sessions with maybe 3-4 songs at the absolute most. We ended up just making an incredible album, which from start to finish has just been like a testament of a group that has been on the road for 6 years straight. And I honestly think it's some of our best work to date, for sure.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it's the old formula of a band is go out, hit the road, make as many fans as you can in as much time as you got. And that's exactly what you did. You know, you came back to Australia for another tour. And I was there at the Factory Theatre and saw you guys there for your headline tour. I just saw all these new fans who were just totally in awe of this live show. Someone said to me, it's like bringing back T-Rex. Have you heard that before, T-Rex?
T-Rex, I mean, all I know is that I was very naughty in Australia and... Australians bring out, dare say, the best / the worst in me. No questions asked. There's something about the Australian people that they're always up for a laugh. They're always up for a good time. And I just seem to get dragged into it all the time. But I can't wait to get back out to Oz because I've been coming to Australia since I was a little boy. And it's really kind of one of my spiritual homes. And God, I just love the Australian people. I just fucking love them. Absolutely love them.
The Brits, you know, it's our heritage, but also, you know, we love going out, going drinking at all the backpacker pubs particularly because you always have a good time with anyone from...
Yeah, but you get it. The Australians get it. Like, yeah. The Australians get why, you know, the Brits... And obviously yourselves like to start drinking at like midday.
Yeah, we do.
Like everywhere else around the world, including America, if I was to pull up at like an American bar and just start getting pissed up at like 12 and 1 p.m., they'd be like looking at me like I'm some sort of like junkie. But I come to Australia and I do it, and it's like I'm home.
And how did you get Robbie Williams to record? Was it on his sort of porch or balcony or something? Just set up a microphone and hit record?
Yeah, correct, correct. So Robbie got in contact with me probably about 2 weeks before the sessions were actually in place, and me and him were just chatting, just as friends. And I said to him, I was like, Robbie, man, like, if I can come up with a good song, would you be interested in it? And he was like, well, what do you got? And I played him this track on a piano on FaceTime. And I played about 20 seconds of it, and he was like, stop, stop, stop. I'm in, I'm in, I'm down. I was like, all right, fair enough. When we were making the record, what became the record unintentionally, I pointed out to the band. I was like, look, Robbie Williams is still interested in doing something with us. So let's do something catered to kind of like his style, which is how Strange Days came about.
And Strange Days is an album name, by the way. Very, very appropriate. Was it something you guys threw around? Was it a masterstroke?
It was a masterstroke, nothing more, nothing less. And Strange Days was kind of a lyric that I had for another idea. It was a phrase that just kept being used all the time, like strange days, science fiction becoming reality, and everything else that kind of goes along with that. And I'm so happy that I kind of like encapsulated it into like a rough lyric. Because Strange Days as a song, I know it's kind of like a ballad that gets stuck right at the beginning of the album, but it really kind of sets up in a way that, I mean, I remember Nina Simone saying, if as an artist, if we cannot reflect the times, then, what else are we here to do? And I'm so happy that we managed to kind of like encapsulate COVID and encapsulate the lockdown and encapsulate the claustrophobia that kind of came with it. So I'm so happy with the result.
It's the first time that the whole world is involved in something. No one is immune to this, and no one is untouched from what is going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, God, if the Struts are going to be making an album under these circumstances, it would have been, I dare say, kind of irresponsible for us to not kind of like commentate on the situation at hand. And like I said before, I'm so glad that we did. And I think that not only did we do that, but we did it in a way which was like tasteful. Like Strange Days as a record, as an album, isn't like a lockdown album per se. It just has like these little hints, little bits of like Easter eggs in it. Do you know what I mean?
Now tell us about the Kiss cover.
So I was obsessed, in fact, with the girl version, which Phil Collin was the guitarist, which is one of the main reasons that I decided and pushed upon the other guys that we should do it, because I thought, well, wouldn't it be good if like Joe and Phil like got involved in this song? And once, I kind of like approached them and said, would you be interested in doing this? They respectively kind of like declined, and they were like, no, we want something fresh. And then I presented to them, I Hate How Much I Want You. They immediately said, like, yeah, this is so much something that we kind of like wanted to do. So it was kind of like a win-wins. And then after all was said and done, we were kind of left with like our version of Do You Love Me, which I think surpasses any other version that is out there.
A lot of people are going to be very, very excited about this album, Strange Days, and it's finally coming to a point where a lot of bands who have gone into to the studio during lockdown, they're finally releasing some music, and this to me is such a highlight of the year. It's been a shit year, but thanks so much, Luke, for your chat, and the album is out now. This is The Struts, and look, let's get you back to Australia real soon, as soon as we can get past this 14-day hotel lockdown. Actually, maybe you can just come out anyway. We'll put you in a resort.
You put me up in a resort, feed me full of food and booze and whatnot, and I'll be out there.
Sounds good. Well, Luke, Good to see you on the on Skype, and we'll see you soon.
And you, mate, and you. Thank you very much for having me.